You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Chuck Lumley works nights. He's a civil servant. And so is Bill. Chuck and Bill have a very strange partnership. They also have a happy staff.
I feel like knives are going in my ass.
Actually, I have that. Do you really have that? God, I've got like hemorrhoids sometimes, but that's when I'm really stressed. Dr. Sarno, I was reading his book about stress and all that, and it said that
it says it's all in your head and you're a pussy.
Yeah, and then guess what? I manned up on it, and I still got hemorrhoids, but like they're not as bloody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
Hey, what's going on in here?
Oh, hey, me and Philip are just taking a poop next to each other in the men's room. What
Very
are you
nice
doing?
Bathroom.
Yeah,
you
what
here.
Are you doing peeking through that hole
it's
in
not
the stall door?
This is a sound studio.
Oh my God! No, we're pooping in here. Oh no, well, Kale!
What are you doing in there?
Help
pooping in
me!
The...
No,
that's not a toilet. That's our.
And that's the bit.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Retrospective. I am your host, Kale Smith.
And I'm your guest host, Michael Benton, with my guest host, Philip
And I'm your
Shadburn.
Other guest host, Philip Shadburn.
Hell yeah.
Co-host of In the Can.
And then and you got co-host Michael Benton of In the Can. And today we're taking over the fucking Youth Critic Podcast. First up, we're talking about, hey, Phil, do you think Marky Mark's wiener Ding Dong was real in Boogie Nights?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that one in Fear, that was real.
That was real.
That was a real big old dick.
Oh, boy.
Kale, what's up? What's happening? Why'd you call us down here to the meeting of the...
Minds.
Meeting of the minds.
Well, I called you down here because we need to talk about Ron Howard.
Uh-oh.
What happened to him?
Is he dead?
Now, no.
Damn you, 2016.
Let's talk about Clint Howard.
2017.
Oh, no, is it? LOL.
But no. Ron Howard is now directing that Han Solo movie. The guys who did the 22 Jump Street movies or that Lego movie that were supposed to do the Han Solo movie. They're now gone, and now Ron Howard's going to do it. So
okay. I don't watch any movie past 1991.
Okay. Then you're in good hands.
And I don't watch play any... Lando Calamarius.
Yeah, who's doing that?
It's some guy from Atlanta.
Danny Glover.
Show.
I'm from fucking Atlanta.
Yeah, what you trying to say?
I don't know.
Where are you from, Kale?
I'm from Georgia.
Where at in
Which
Georgia?
Which part?
Let's get
Wait,
Mark
the
Mara
Republic
on.
Of Georgia?
The like... Yeah, the country or the state in the union?
The state.
Okay, where are you from in Georgia?
Wait a minute, I fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, you're right. The state.
Okay, so where in the state of Georgia are you from?
I'm from North. From North Georgia. Commerce.
Commerce, Georgia. How far is that? Like, where's that in relation to
about
Atlanta?
An hour and a half away from Atlanta.
Really?
Oh, that's far.
Wow. Gorsh. Gorsh.
I know when Neil I visit Gorsh. People in Atlanta, it's like I have
Topical.
To get in the car and
you got to drive the car. So you do have a license.
Oh yes, I'm old enough to have a license.
Nice.
I know
car
the
you
youth
got.
Critic means that I'm young, but I'm not like super young.
No, you're
so
not.
You're legal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm legal.
Legal and ready to mingle.
Yeah, sure.
You can buy beer.
Can you buy beer?
Yes.
So how old are you? 21? 22? 23?
Yes.
You're 23 years young?
23 years young.
We're 29, both of us.
Both of us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'd hit those dirty 30s.
Do you know who was also 28?
Well, I'm not 28, so you couldn't really effectively say also.
Do you know who was also in their 20s when they made a movie called...
A lot of
their
oh, yeah. I think Quentin Tarantino. I think Scorsese.
Harvey Keitel.
I was
Kubrick.
Thinking more Ron Howard. He did a comedy.
Oh, you talking about that little bald bitch? When he does the narration for the that rap group, Arrested Development?
Yeah. He did a movie in 1982, which was about 35 years ago, called Night Shift.
Shit.
Is that a vampire movie?
Yeah, it is. No. It's that one with where he's dead and loving it.
Okay.
Yeah. Go on.
And it had Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler.
My buddy calls him Michael Skeeton, and I'm like, get out of here.
Fucking Fonz in it.
Shelley Long, it was a great cast.
He also calls her Shelley Long Balls. And I'm like, get out of here, you. You're silly
and
gross.
Is very perverted.
Yeah, his name is Philip motherfucking Shadburn.
Filthy Phil, y'all. Dear. I'm dropping that mixtape next week.
Hell yeah, dude. Or the week after that.
Or a week after. Or like when soon, I actually
soon,
start it.
Soon.
I have a trap app on my phone.
Yeah, it's in his head, like most of the lyrics. Like, spit a couple bars. Yo, bump it up, bump, 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 bump. No, you have to rap. I'm doing the Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Because I got dirty toes. Gangsters want to be like, I'm working on it.
Hold on, what are you saying?
We're gonna get copyrighted.
By who?
Just anyone listening to the podcast.
No, we didn't play.
For the people that agree, Ramin Djawadi.
If the guys who made
Europe, that made the final countdown.
Yeah.
The final countdown. You can't get sued for singing a song.
No.
I don't think. Hey, if you get sued for singing this song, that means you getting ratings. Yeah. That means motherfuckers are listening. That means you on the radar. Until then, we're pirate radio in this bitch.
Yeah, this ain't Turkmenistan, bro.
Hell no.
Okay.
That's a good point. It literally is not.
And it's not. We live in America.
So Night Shift is a film from 1982 starring Ron Howard.
Came out
July Opie?
30th.
Right.
What were you saying? Sorry.
It stars Ron Howard. As like the month, like the blob who overtook that diner at the end, and they had to like freeze it off. Like,
I think
the
that's a different movie.
Okay,
diner.
That's diner. Sorry. it's the one where Paul Reiser turns into a giant blob and eats Daniel Stern's record collection. That's actually true.
I can't wait to see that movie now.
Barry Levinson
the plant
is actually
was eating people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Night Shift, do you guys know anything about Night Shift at all? Know anything about the production history? Because I couldn't find a lot.
Oh,
do you
man,
guys know any crazy stories?
You're talking about the 1982 Ron Howard-directed film?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the new TV show that's on NBC.
No, the one with the Fonz.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Fonz.
Yeah, Philip and I actually are kind of privy to some pretty crazy knowledge about what happened. Okay, so let me just set the background for people. Ron Howard started out, he started out on the Andy Griffith Show as an actor, moved on to being in Happy Days. Then after that, he's like, I want to be a director. So he hooked up with Roger Corman. Like a lot of famous filmmakers, he got his start at Roger Corman's. I forget the name of his picture company. Do you remember,
America Kale? International, I think?
Yeah, I believe so.
Corman Inc.
So he started out with them, right? And he made, I think it wasn't Death Race, but he made some sort of race car film.
Grand Theft Auto,
thank you very much. He directed that.
Okay.
Ron Howard, that's his first movie.
The video
then
game.
After a while, he was like, look, I got a break off from Roger Corman, which is common. Yeah. So
he don't want to stick too close to the Corman.
Well, here's the thing is he needed to raise the money, right? And you'd think he had money because he was on Happy Days and all that stuff, but he had a pretty serious barbiturate addiction in the mid to late 70s. Mm. So by 1982, he was depleted of money, and he had lost most of his hair from lack of vitamins.
His wonderful red hair.
And he hooked up. Philip, remember this? We were talking to this dude who he was a stunt coordinator on Night Shift. He lives in Atlanta now. He's an alcoholic, and he was telling us he was hooking me and Philip up here with these two fine ass bitches. They were both guys.
So he also is a pimp.
Philip didn't like it, but no, he's not a pimp. He's a what do you call it? Like when it's for drugs,
drug dealer.
Oh, a drug mule.
He was
a drug.
He was kind of a mixture between a drug mule and a drug dealer.
Yeah,
okay. Right?
He was a mule to his own drugs, if that makes sense. And he told us that Ron Howard on the set of that film. Like one day they're directing, right? You know, and Ron Howard's like, "Hey, Michael Keaton, go over there and do acting stuff and stuff like that." But then the stunt coordinator noticed. He's like, "Hey, like, what's that bulge coming out of the back of Ron Howard's tight dad jeans?" Right? And he was like, "Oh, that's fucking weird, right? Phil, this is crazy, right?"
Of course.
And
it
then
is.
And then he followed Ron Howard into the bathroom, and Ron Howard was taking a hot grease poop, and that's when he noticed that Ron Howard has a fucking tail. Now, here's the story behind that. I'm talking like a horse's tail.
Bunch of different hairs.
It's a bunch of different hairs sticking out of it. And so, Philip, you remember?
Yeah.
Right? And so basically what happened was some sort of weird Island of Dr. Moreau thing so that he could... He basically sold himself off to this crazy genius, mad genius doctor guy to
be
able to, for money to be able to make this movie. But first, he was like, I need to blend you with a horse.
Oh, my God.
That's one of the stories.
Half equestrian.
Yeah, he's half equestrian.
Mm-hmm. That's how, like, My Little Pony started, actually, too.
That is literally how My Little Pony started.
We're both bronies.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh. I'm a honey.
Brony life, bro.
So,
nay.
Now that we know a little bit about the history of Night Shift, what did you guys think of the movie? Because I actually kind of liked it.
It was...
What was your problem with it, actually?
Well, Philip, what were you going to say?
It was a nonstop cliffhanger, like, where he couldn't, like, where the main character couldn't drive the bus over 25.
Yeah, because, The guy from Blue Velvet was like, no, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Harry from Dumb and Dumber, remember he was helping him out with the fusion?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually pretty sick.
So, wait a minute. This is not the movie I saw.
What'd you say?
I saw Night Shift with Ron Howard and Henry Winkler. What movie did y'all watch? You
well,
know, there's like a movie
on.
About a prostitution ring.
Explain Night Shift.
Yeah, because I think we might be talking about two separate
movies. We might have watched the wrong movie.
Yeah, I was watching The World According to Garp.
Oh, me too.
No, that was next week.
Oh, is that next week?
Huh.
Well, they were supposed to be combined, but I kind of just split them into two parts. Because I thought I could find more stuff to talk about with World According to Garp, especially with Robin Williams. So.
And John Lithgow.
Yeah, that too. So with Night Shift is about two like people that work at a morgue at night. They start a prostitution ring because they're bored and they're upset with their lives, particularly Henry Winkler's character, the Fonz's character.
Yep, right. And yeah. Michael and, Keaton plays like the sort of the wild
eccentric
card.
Eccentric wild card guy. Yeah.
And he's amazing in it. It's really, that's his star-making performance just before Beetlejuice. That's what showed Hollywood that
and
there's
Mr.
a new
Mom.
Up-and-comer. Not Mr. Mom so much. Mr. Mom's a classic. I love Mr. Mom, but it really was his turn in this movie is what got him Beetlejuice.
I liked him in Big.
Yeah, he was really good.
Wasn't he also in some other Ron Howard movie?
Yeah, he was. Well, he Cocoon. was in the paper.
Wasn't there one called Gung Ho?
That's the one about the car plant. Japanese comes.
Yeah. Was it China or South Korea or Japan?
It was Japan.
It was Japan. It was the 80s, right? That makes sense.
Had Jide Watanabe.
Yeah, that's right. It had Jide Watanabe.
Okay. So, yeah, he...
It was good.
It was
good.
...making performance, and Henry Winkler, wasn't he also on Happy Days, or am I thinking of something else?
Yeah, he was the Fonz.
Was on Happy Days.
Okay,
he
that's
was
where
the Fonz
comes from.
Yeah, that's where the Fonz comes
I'm
from.
I'm too young. To know this.
Hold on, we're only 20. You keep saying this. We're only
like
29,
we, like,
dude.
Grew up in the fucking 70s.
Yeah, we didn't grow up in the fucking 70s. How old do you think we are? I still get ID'd for cigarettes. What?
I thought you guys were in the 40s.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, Sunny or something. How are
we
they
were watching.
Here's the deal. God damn it, Kale.
We
don't just watch new movies that come out. We watch the old stuff,
we
too.
Only
you
watch
gotta
Robert
watch
Mitchum
the...
films.
Why do you think I do this show?
Get out of my town. Quit running your corn lickers.
Why do you think I do this show? I'm trying to find old movies to watch.
They're out there. You don't have to search that hard to find a fucking movie from the 80s.
No, go to Walmart. They got a bin.
What's the oldest movie you've ever seen? Well, you're in film school, so you've probably seen like...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Casablanca.
Because you said your favorite movie is...
Blade Runner.
Is Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Is that the one where that's the kid who used to surf moves to like Portland or something,
no,
and
one
he
with,
has to learn how to skate?
No, it's the one with Will Ferrell and
Will Arnett.
No. Yeah, he's in it though.
Yeah,
it's one where they play ice skaters
and Amy Poehler.
Yeah, and they play ice skaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about
and
right.
And it also had Napoleon Dynamite.
Now, Blades of Glory had Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. No, it was Blades of Glory and Clear and Present Danger.
Okay.
That sounds about right. Anyway, they're building a set right next to us, so if you hear, like, loud commotion, that's what that is.
They probably couldn't pick that up on the mic. Don't worry, we're fine.
Anyway.
What's
so
your
Night Shift?
Yeah, sorry. Go on.
So Night Shift is a really good comedy that has a. Here's the thing: is you know it does have a little bit of a sitcom feel with like, you know how everyone's like moving and stuff, and just how it's the camera placement. So it's not like the most original camera placement ever, but.
Well, no, he was just trying to make a straightforward comedy, but with some edgier material.
Yeah, he was just. Yeah, that was the whole point of the movie, is just to like make a movie. So, and this was also a big movie for Brian Grazer as well. The other,
yeah, the producer. Mm-hmm. That's where they basically started their relationship, and that's a, they've got a great one because they did Apollo 13. They did Backdraft. I mean, yeah, pretty much every Ron Howard movie is a Brian Grazer film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever see Apollo 13?
Of course, I did.
Did you actually see Apollo 13?
I did. Okay. I know how it ends.
It's a. You know how it ends. I wasn't. This is a fucking spoiler. They all died. I know. It died with Tommy Lee Jones in space. Did you ever see Space Cowboys? Am I the only fucking person that likes Space Cowboys?
I'm not. I don't care.
I've liked it since I was a kid, and it's about four geriatrics who go into space because that's the fucking plot. I think it's great, though.
Is Space Cowboys the one directed by Clint Eastwood?
Yeah. From 98 or 99.
Yeah, that's where they take on the Martians with six shooters.
That would have been great. Oh, that would have been great. He says, "You stay out of my planet, town," and he shoots him in the nuts.
Damn dirty Anunnaki.
You know what I also liked? I really liked the part in Night Shift. I liked the part in Night Shift where it's just a really good movie about just like someone just not sure about themselves and they're being afraid of everything. So,
oh, Henry Winkler, he's great. Yeah, he's got a great character arc with that.
Yeah, and it's a really good character arc. So what's interesting about this movie is, and we'll probably, you know, one day, I think on this show we should do, or on another show, we should try and do director profiles.
That's a great idea, but I would love to be on that. I'd love to, maybe Alejandro could come along too as my co-director. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Wait, you mean we do a profile on you?
No. You should only be so lucky. No, I meant like we'll come on and talk about like favorite directors and stuff. I definitely put up for a vote John Huston.
Sam Huston.
Do you know who John Huston is? Sierra Madre, Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
The Man Who Would Be King. Zardoz.
Angelica Houston's dad.
It's Angeluca.
I like how it's Frangelina Huston, butthead. Get it right or pay the price.
So you don't know what that is.
So did you guys like Night Shift?
I love it. I've seen it since I was. I've seen it. I saw it when I was a kid. Loved it the entire time. Michael Keaton was sort of.
Watch it as a kid.
Yeah. No. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
So you were. So you were not like traumatized by all the nudity in it.
Was I traumatized? I was traumatized by my family life, but it had nothing to do with the fucking movies. No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Tipper Gore. I think that movies don't necessarily traumatize. That's not true either because, you know, there's a scene in Porky's where you see some girl's butts in that shower and the guy sticks his
and
wiener
front
through
butts.
The, and you see front butts.
And then there's that one scene where the gym teacher that's holding.
Yeah, she grabs his cork.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Corky's. Have you seen Corky's?
Corky's.
I've seen Porky's.
Yeah, it's the sequel to Life Goes On.
Did I see Corky's?
Corky Goes to College.
I've seen...
Oh, boy.
I've seen Porky's.
No, it's the sequel to Corky Romano.
Porky's was also 1982, right?
Yeah, I think so, actually. Yeah, it was 81, 82.
A lot of good stuff came out in 82. Maybe that's why I've been doing this retrospective series.
Hell yeah.
Stuff. I mean, that's the whole point of this whole thing is to just show how great 1982 was.
What do you think? Are you putting that up as a vote for best year in film? No, fuck
one
that.
Of the best.
Best year of that decade, maybe? 1982?
Yeah, I would actually do that.
I'm going to go 84. Breakfast Club.
Breakfast
which was
Club
86.
Was 85.
Who gives a shit? It was shot in 84, probably.
16 Candles came out in 84.
16 Candles sucks ass.
Hey, be nice. 16 Candles sucks nutsacks.
Well, I only like
one
character.
Hey, be nice. People forgot my 16th birthday, too.
Long Duck Dong.
That movie is
which
so
would
racist.
Not fly today.
I know. I watched it the other. I watched that maybe like 6 months ago, and I was like nope. I like that movie, but when I was watching. I was,
sexy girl.
You can't judge that movie. That's no, they thought that shit was funny. I still find
still
it funny.
Is funny.
Yeah, I know. You gotta watch it with a grain of salt.
His hyena. It's hernia.
It's hernia.
What's happening? Stuff?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Long Dick Dong.
Oh yeah, that's a racist character, isn't it?
Well, how do you
feel
about?
Racist.
How do you, yeah, I don't think he's racist actually. Yeah, no, Long Duck Dong just wanted to have fun.
Yeah, with Amazonian women.
It's been forever since I've seen that movie.
Really?
Ducky
was annoying.
The Duck Man.
When was the last? Yeah, it's only been like.
He had
six,
a son, and
years.
He lived with Charlie Sheen for a while. Like Charlie Sheen died, and then Ashton Kutcher was living with him. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen's not dead.
He just deserves
I don't know if
to
seen
die.
The documentary,
Dead Kennedys. go on.
So,
2.5 Men and a Baby.
I think we're talking about some movie called Night Shift. It's escaping me. But I think there was a. I think Night Shift's a movie about the prostitution ring, right?
Night Shift, yes.
Morgue? Yeah. Anyway.
Not to be confused.
Dr. Detroit.
With Dr. Detroit.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing in the 80s. Like, there was Dr. Detroit. What was it about, like, insecure men just being like, yeah, let's start a pimping industry?
Have you seen... I guess the deal with it back then was... they're trying to just do edgier comedies, especially like that's also the time Scorsese made After Hours and The King of Comedy. I feel like people were trying to just be edgier with their comedy in the 80s because it was like a lot of those guys came out of the 70s where things were edgier and they were trying to continue that into the 80s, but things became a little bit too pop. I love the 80s films, but
well,
that's my theory and I'm sticking to it.
Well, yeah, because if you notice, like, in the late 80s, like, things became more, I don't want to say politically correct, but more, like, family-friendlier, is that a better term?
I'd say they were more kind of just stripped,
Would censored be a better term?
I guess, yeah, they were watching their P's and Q's, I think, a bit more. Yeah. The late 80s sucks for a lot of films, though. Mm. That was sort of a garbage period.
Well, that's when,
like Days of Thunder and all that, or was that 90?
92.
Probably 90 something. That wasn't
92. I think it is.
No, that's not. All right, let's look it up. Come on, Kale. Kale's looking it up. Philip, while Kale looks that up, tell me more about your Fishers. Dude. That's crazy. Are you all right?
Yeah, you know, you just got to keep wiping and wiping. You got to keep the crack wet or else it'll dry and
right.
make more cracks. You
oh,
know?
Goodness gracious.
You know, like when like your lips get dry?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what?
It's like that.
It was 1990. You got
Bam,
me.
Got you, Kale.
You got me.
You got served. You got destroyed. Go on.
Remix.
Damn.
Sprite.
You know what I thought came in? You know, I got it mixed up.
I like 7-Up. That's a white man Sprite. Go on.
So you heard about the new wipes that Alex Jones sells that you wipe your
beehole?
Yeah.
To keep the Anunnaki away?
Actually, no, hold on. Kill. What is it that you wipe?
I'm trying to think of the word.
No, let's get him to say it.
Plantera area?
Frontera?
Yeah, sure.
You wipe your frontera.
It's like between
be your back terra.
It's between your like genitals and asshole.
Wow.
Like,
Jesus, Kale. Well, I thought this was a
your leeway.
Show.
Yeah, they're selling those wipes for
what
like
they got,
$40
kids,
a wipe.
Leeway, Gooch.
Yeah, and
Rundle.
Chode.
Chode's like a little fat dick.
So I got a chode.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go on.
You have a chud.
I'm having a chud, baby.
Oh my God.
See that on Maury Povich next week. So she's had
Speaking
a chud,
dicks.
Baby.
Your go son on. Is a chud.
And then a chud just stands up. Yeah, I told you.
One day we need to talk about Chud the movie.
Yes, please.
That's,
I will come.
Philip loves that fucking shitty movie. I hate
I
that.
I love
movie.
One
Chud.
One day we should. One day. That
John Hurd? Speaking of John Hurd. Let's have a 5-second moment of silence for John Hurd, actually.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Rest in peace, John Hurd.
Kevin McAllister's dad.
Who? He's dead?
Yeah, he did.
No, that's a shame. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is.
He's dead. Yeah. He'll be missed. He was my favorite actor in Sharknado.
Yeah.
Anywho. So, Night Shift.
Night Shift is...
No, Night Shift.
Right.
Night Shift.
The Late Shift was a HBO film, if I'm not mistaken, about the late night wars between David Letterman and Jay Leno to fill in the gap of to take over the Tonight Show.
Oh,
Jay
yeah,
Leno
the...
won in the end.
Oh, yeah, that movie. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I'm sorry, this is gone. This is off
this is
the
going
rails.
Way off the rails.
This is off the rails. Let's break it. You know what?
Kale,
let's just.
We're going to shut up and let you talk about Night Shift.
And you just ask us questions and we'll answer them legitimately. All right.
So...
And then you can cut this down and use it however you want. Let's just get real. I apologize if in any way.
No,
we've
no,
been
this
a
is fantastic. This is how I wanted it anyway.
Okay, okay, awesome. Good.
This is
shock jocking that
bit. Here's the thing about Night Shift that will shock a lot of people. And I realize this was very early Ron Howard. But I was like, it's a fine movie. It's a good movie. It's a good comedy.
What's your problems with it? Sorry, I had to
it's
ask.
Just fine.
No, you're
compared to...
You're a critic. Like, break it down. What is it about it?
Here's the thing. We live in an age where things have gotten more filthier and more... And the jokes have become kind of more, you know, over the top. Especially in, like, Fairly Brother movies or Todd Phillips movies. The jokes have kind of...
Todd Phillips sucks.
The movies
except for Starsky and Hutch. Sorry, go on.
The movies have kind of gone more and more extreme. Even Martin Scorsese has gotten more extreme than, you know, than the stuff he did in the '80s with like with The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I'd say in terms of nudity, but in the '80s he also made a little movie called. First off, he kicked off the '80s with fucking Raging Bull.
I mean,
a man
comedies.
Beats his wife unconscious. I'd say that's pretty intense.
Jake
I
Lamar
mean, in comedies.
In comedies?
Drama.
Okay. Yeah, I would consider Wolf of Wall Street a comedy.
Yes.
I agree.
So it's interesting. So it's just like, this could have been PG-13, really.
Oh, yeah,
movie.
But why are you
days?
Judging
yes.
a film from 1982 based on films of the past five or ten years?
Well, that's not the only thing, though. It's the, you know, the film...
Like, you know, Ron Howard's a sweet guy. He made a sweet comedy.
Yeah,
he did Cocoon.
He made a great comedy. It's just, you know...
Oh, no, I'm not, like, arguing. I guess I just want to know what it is about it that you didn't
I'm trying to put it into words, because I really had just watched the movie just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't have time to break it down. I got you. But you're a critic. You know, criticize. Criticize Phillip's fucking shoes. Am I
like,
right? Fucking queer.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm gay. Hold on. Just real quick. I'm gay, so I can use that word. You guys can't. Go on. And you guys have to sit there and take it, too.
Anyway...
Not America.
Anyway,
don't do it. Don't bring that in here. You bring that crap in here.
You bring that trash in here.
Anyway, it was just a fine comedy. It's really funny. I mean, I was laughing more at the end than like the first half, but I liked this kind of comedy about how it was kind of already like relating to just like everyone just kind of being nervous and scared to do stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Presbyterian version of a Woody Allen film. Like there's
right.
anxiety and nervousness, but there's no existential despair so much as just like I'm nervous, I can't sleep.
Yeah, and of course you throw in this character who's, you know, doing this prostitution ring with this, you know, eccentric character, and you just get the sense that he's losing more and more control till he finally like has an affair with
Shelley Long's character.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays a prostitute in the film. She plays the classic hooker with a heart of gold.
Right.
Hmm.
She does a great job in it, actually. Shelley Long's great in it.
She's really good.
But what did you think about Henry Winkler's character? Like, how do you think?
I really loved it.
Yeah.
I kind of relate to that character a lot.
Me too. No, absolutely. I want to be Michael Keaton, but I'm totally a nervous Nelly.
We all want to be Batman.
I want to be Beetlejuice.
Or Vulture. Or Birdman.
I want to be Birdman.
Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
God, get out of here with that. Okay, here's the deal. I hate Adult Swim. I have tried
you.
For... I know you're a fan, but I have tried for...
Hey.
Fuck you! I've tried for years, and I can't dig it.
Try harder.
He's right, God damn it. I haven't tried hard enough.
Hey,
let's interlock fingers. I'm sorry.
Let's not beat around the bush.
Philip, look at me in the eye. I'm sorry. I'm going to try harder with Adult Swim.
Your apology.
That was the sweetest thing.
You're hurting me.
Okay.
That's the sweetest thing I've captured in like 120 something episodes.
Jesus Christ, you've done 120 of these?
I think. I can't keep up with it now. It's gone insane.
Well, I think you've after 120 something episodes, you've definitely developed a really strong, tight structure.
good one.
Oh, I'm kidding. Come on. I like It's Loose in Here. It's kind of like the Tom Snyder Show. Philip and I used to watch that when we were children in the 70s, apparently. Go on.
Fresh off, like when it was live, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're 29. We're ancient.
Yeah. I love Johnny Carson.
Oh, you remember that time he had Steve Martin on, and Steve Martin said, whoa, and it was like, whoa. He was like a weird, a wild stuff. Yeah, Ed McMahon. Rest in peace. Mahone.
So as we get into, like, Night Shift, how does it, like, how do you guys think about his directing in this?
I actually think it was very flawless. Solid for his first major film. I think he did a great job. I seriously do. I think it's got a fun 80s soundtrack. I think, I don't know who the DP was on it, but I think he hooked up with a solid DP. Philip, what's so funny about the word DP? Tell everyone at home.
Well, in movies that I watch, it doesn't mean what you're talking about.
What's it mean?
It's for two gentlemen.
Double penis.
Well, James Crabby. Yeah.
Huh?
James Crabby.
James Crabby was in it?
No, James Crabby was the cinematographer.
Creator of the Krabby Patty.
Well, I gotta say, Crabby did a great job as the DP. You know, I think he just did solid, great. It's basically sitcom lighting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to understand, Ron Howard comes from the world, or the 70s sitcom world, like Happy Days, so.
No, actually, he comes from the sitcom world of the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Andy sure. Greifive.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know, he comes from television, so. Exactly. Of course, it's going to have.
He's a television baby.
Yeah. So, especially on his first road out, it's going to have a very television look. And
yeah, I don't think he had necessarily found
a voice.
I think he was starting to find his voice, but yeah, I agree with you. I don't think, the stuff you wound up seeing with even stuff like The Paper or Backdraft and
Ransom.
Ransom, actually, I think is a really intense Mel Gibson movie.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I really like that movie.
Gary Sinise sucks as an actor, and anybody who argues with that just doesn't, like, he sucks as an actor.
He's okay.
But he's amazing in Ransom, and he's amazing as Captain Ron or whatever, and Forrest Gump. Lieutenant Dan.
Cameron. That was Kurt Sutter.
And also this is
anyways.
Yeah, and this is also the introduction to the writers. Hold on, I got it right here. I had my notes.
Oh, Danielle Steele. It was Danielle Steele.
No, amateur. Lowell Gans and Babalu Mandel. Who went on to write a lot of comedies.
What'd they write? Let's look it up.
There's your
Hold on. They wrote Splash, Gung Ho.
They wrote Splash?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Splash was the next movie Ron Howard made, right after this one?
Yeah, I think so.
Splash is where he fucking hit it out of the park. You've seen Splash, right?
Is that the one where Whoopi Goldberg is a cop and her partner's a dinosaur?
No, hold on. What the fuck are you doing? Stop this. Sorry, you can't just take Philip anywhere sometimes. He just gets crazy.
No.
You've seen Splash?
Yeah, the one with the mermaid.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's the one with the mermaid.
Yeah,
with Tom Hanks.
Splash of cum, the porn.
Oh, it was the prequel to Felch.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
that's my favorite. It's my favorite Chevy Chase film.
Chevy Chase.
Go on.
So Ron Howard, like, he did develop his like comedic style, and then tried some more stuff with Willow and Cocoon.
Cocoon's
and
great, yeah. I mean, he's one of my favorite directors, definitely, right?
Yeah, and while I don't think of Ron Howard as an auteur filmmaker, in that he has like his own style or tropes that he puts in his movies, he's a really solid filmmaker. And I mean, even as of recently, I really did like In the Heart of the Sea.
I didn't see that one. It's the one about the whale hunting.
Moby Dick. Moby Dick.
Moby Cock, go on.
Yeah.
Moby Grape.
I like that movie. And as you pointed out, like Ransom and Apollo 13 are just incredible movies.
Those are great classics. Yeah, I agree.
So this was interesting to see like his start, because it really does feel like a low budget comedy, just like let's just do something to, you know, get our names out there for
everyone
involved.
And Michael Keaton is just off the chain. Like we haven't really dove into Michael Keaton's role in this.
Yeah, this is like the start of his comedy career, and then that would ultimately,
you know,
weirdly lead him to Batman.
Yeah, like he started off doing stand-up in the late 70s, early 80s in L.A. He, I think he did like commercial work and stuff like that. Yeah.
Ron Howard also did Willow.
Did he do? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Gosh, he like owned the 80s.
Mad Monica.
I know. It's like, why is he not in Ready Player One?
I know. Exactly.
And you know what? They almost fired him. The studio almost fired Michael Keaton because they thought his stuff just wasn't working.
Yeah. Well, Michael Keaton has this weird sort of angry, manic, hyper energy that he was able to get across in every performance he's ever done. And it's amazing. I mean, it led to Beetlejuice. Like everybody talks about Batman. Okay, Batman, he was great in Batman. But that's not Michael Keaton to me. Michael Keaton to me is Beetlejuice. Oh, what's the name of his character in this movie, Night Shift? Without looking it up? No smartphones, no cheating. It's Bobby the Gash Pussingson.
I'm gonna cheat and make sure you're right.
By the way, Ron Howard also did a little film called Osmosis Jones.
No, Ron Howard did that?
Yeah.
He did a voice in that movie. Hold on.
Correct me. This is my show.
I should have known. It was Bill. His character's name is Bill.
It's Bill?
Yeah, and
Bill Monthly.
Henry Winkler's character is Chuck. Bill and Chuck.
Bill and Chuck. Bill and Chuck's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, now this is
excellent.
Yeah, this is excellent. Wee. Oh, Clint Howard's in this. So why do you think Clint Howard is in every Ron Howard movie?
Probably because it's his brother and he needs work.
Hey, I love Clint Howard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a case of nepotism out the booty.
Yeah, I mean he's in here as a frat boy.
He's great in it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I liked him in The Wraith.
Did y'all know that Kevin Costner is in this movie too?
Really?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he's an extra in like the frat party scene.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I did this I did not know.
Now you know, and the more you know.
The more you know, the more you blow.
What's that NBC thing? What's that NBC bullshit?
The more you know.
Mm-hmm. So for Night Shift, do we have any more like things to say about it? Because I feel like I'm grasping at straws, even as I'm like picking apart the movie. I feel like I'm grasping at straws.
I think it's a great film, and I'm glad that it's now 35 years young.
Mm-hmm. Turned 35 yesterday.
Did it? Was it yesterday? Well, as of this recording, when's this going up?
Oh, this is going like in an hour.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
We're in the studio.
Mother Hubbard.
We're actually recording straight into Podbean. So.
Really?
Fudge.
Fuck! Oh my god, that's so hot. Hell yeah. Wait, we're recording. What? How do you do that? Oh, you're joking?
Oh.
Why are you whispering that you're joking?
Why are you whispering?
Like, it's okay to say that you were joking. What are you doing? Kale, what are you
Speaking
doing?
Speaking of beans, I think something tickled his funny bean.
His clitoris. Ha! Ah! Get her done, Wilbur.
I enjoy talking about this movie, and I hope.
What about clits? Just kidding. Let's not make this a Dookie Mouth show.
You know what? At this point, let's turn it around on you, okay?
Oh, it's getting turned around on me. Okay,
Kale,
turn around, bend him over.
Kale, why don't you watch the classics? And by classics, we mean Chud. We mean Rocky III.
I've seen Rocky III.
Rocky V.
Which one's Rocky III? Who's the bad
guy?
One
with Clubber Lang.
Well done.
Which was played by Katie Lang.
Have you seen Cop and a Half?
Ooh.
No.
Okay.
Have you seen The Burbs with Thomas Hanks?
Oh, the remake?
Actually, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh.
No.
The Burbs? I thought you said The Birds.
Oh, no, not The Birds.
I do need to see The Burbs. It's on my list.
You should watch
Alfred Hitchcock's best.
If you do an episode on The Burbs, I will.
What movies will get Philip down here? Because he's never been on the show. What movies would.
Chud, The Burbs,
What about Gremlins? I might do Gremlins.
Gremlins?
One
oh,
day.
Yeah. Let's do Gremlins too, though.
Yeah. We'll talk about them both at the same time.
A little art film. Duplass Brothers movies?
Oh, God.
I'm
get the
kidding.
Fuck out of here.
Get the fuck
fucking
out
hate
here.
The
hey,
Duplass Brothers.
Hey, they actually just wrapped Creep 2.
Oh, really? You know what I would like?
I did like Creep.
You didn't? Or you did?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I can't knock it. I don't like their movies, though, that I have seen.
It's on my Netflix queue, Creep, and I need to watch it.
Watch it.
I know. It's only like an hour and 14 minutes.
Yeah, it's not long.
And I need to watch it.
My God, though. I mean, if it went any longer.
Really? Too much?
Be too much.
Yeah, too hot to handle.
It's one of those too hot to handle, too cold to cold. The Ghostbusters here. What's that from Bobby Brown?
You know what we should do one day?
Too hot to handle, too cold to cold. Or whatever I said.
We should do Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Now, that's a classic. Yeah. That's a good movie.
We need to do that one day.
Have you seen it?
I think we... No. Well, actually, I've seen parts of it.
So you haven't seen it?
Not the whole thing.
Okay, you would love it. I think you'd really enjoy it.
I need to, because I've only seen like clips of the movie. I've seen the opening where the kids are trying to get into the porno theater, I think. Or the R-rated movie.
That's Adventures in Babysitting, goddammit, Kale.
No, that's... No, there's
no, that's
a whole opening.
Tell Mom the babysitting.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding. The opening to Adventures in Babysitting is actually pretty hot. It's Bradley Whitford singing and dancing in his underwear until Elizabeth Shue drops by to tell him that she's sick and can't make it tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that's different from what I
dun, 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 dun. Just shake that little Bradley Whitford ass. Why are you singing different lyrics when I'm singing that? That goes on the mic and then it fucking just compresses and ruins it.
Do what you want
to
do.
So do we got any more final things to say about Night Shift? I love this conversation. I love this conversation.
I consider it a conversation at this point.
Oh, yeah. I love it, but I think for the sake of our audience, we've spilled enough beans about.
So you a boob man or a butt man?
Answer, Kale.
A boot man or a butt man?
What's boob. A boots.
Like Betty Boop.
Come on, boots. Do, 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 do.
These boots were made that question. For walking.
I will answer that question right after the podcast.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'd rather just talk about
after, now.
In after hours.
Oh, after hours.
I don't even...
Put down the old watershed.
I guess... Yeah, I guess if it's a closing thought is, this episode is off the rails, dude.
But it's been really good.
Off the rails.
This has been great.
You've had fun? Okay. Oh, as long as you've had fun, then I've had fun.
I've had fun, and long I think
the
this
host
audience will
has the
I
most.
Think everyone will think we've went got high or something. Yeah, but absolutely. It was fun.
No, completely We're sober.
I guess I'd say, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Guys, heckin' I
yes.
guess if I was going to recommend a movie, I'd recommend Night Shift. I'd say go out there and go see it and enjoy
yeah.
it. Have a laugh.
Yeah, this
and,
is not and, a bad movie. Chud. It's a real, it's a fun movie.
Out of five stars,
movie.
How many stars would you give it, Kale? Out of five
Three
stars.
And a half.
Three and a half. God, you were like quick with that.
Oh, so it's a one-time watch.
So yeah, exactly. Like, you haven't broken this movie down enough to be able to critique it, but you can immediately say how many stars.
Well, I can like say like it's a, you know, it's a movie that, I mean, it's a very, it's very much a first feature film. First time out without, like, you know, other, like, big producers. It's the first time out for everyone. It's a showman, it's a showmanship. It's, you know, get everyone, get it, see what, it's basically, let's see what you got. Let's see what you can do on a budget. And that's what Ron Howard did, and he made it work. And he made a compelling movie. And I do wish the movie did better or, like, had a much stronger life than it does now. Because even as I was, like, looking up research or trying to look up the movie, there's been, like, no talk of it being, like, 35 years old or nothing.
Night Shift, really?
Yeah, nothing for Night Shift.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I think I'm the only person that's like, yeah, this movie came out 35 years ago, and it was actually good.
I think it's a great film. I agree with you. Philip, what do you think about Night Shift?
Night Shift, it made me laugh, it made me cry, and it made me beg for more.
It made me beg for more.
I want a Night Shift, too.
Who wants
same cast.
I think they can do it. Let's bring them back. Oh, God.
I mean, right. Everyone's still looking good.
I don't know about Henry Winkler.
Oh,
yeah.
Winkler looks a little bad.
Yeah. More like Henry Wrinkler. Oh yeah, high fiver, gangstar, or world star, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, world star.
Okay.
So with that said, where can the good people find you guys?
They can find me at my fucking house.
At your local corner, slinging that dope. Nah, you can find us on a little podcast we have called In the Can.
In the Can, spelled C-A-N.
Actually, Kel, you were on there last episode that we're going to put out.
Yeah,
we talked about, like, boobs.
I know, still finding time to edit it. I had to come do this. Sexy. Tomorrow I got to see you do stand-up for the first time.
Yep, that's me.
Mic.
I'm going to be luck. At Laughing Phillip's Skull in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Good luck.
He's doing his first
open mic night.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So tell him that joke.
Which one?
You know what I'm talking about, the one with the little thing, you know?
With the thing?
Just tell a fucking joke. All
right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Kale.
Kale who?
Kale's Bells.
Kale's Bells!
He's coming for you! Kale's Bells! How did that ever get started? Was that our friend Will that started that whole Kale Bill thing?
Kale Bill. Let me tell you something about that
Kale Bill.
Flabby turd known as Will Pitt.
Oh, boy.
If that
oh boy
cuck
ooh
listens to this, he knows what's up with it. Tell him to come after me, okay?
Snowflake.
Snowflake? Yeah, that liberal cuck. That fucking beta. He wants to come after, so come after me. I'm going to fucking eat his ass in the dirt.
Let him do his job.
Yeah, let the guy do his job. He won. Quit complaining. Gorsh. Gorsh.
Gorsh, Trump. Sign him out, man.
Yeah, take us out of here, Kale.
You can find me at Movie Kale, and you can also follow me also on Twitter at The Youth Critic, where you can catch all the updates on this podcast and all sorts of things happening for The Youth Critic. And you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHC Network. And also check us out on Podbean and iTunes under KHC Network. Leave us a comment. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us if we should review other movies from 1982. As far as next week is concerned, we are going to do The World According to Garp. And then we'll close out with this mini-series of retrospectives with Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's going to be a blast. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll be back with you next week.
Garp.
Garp.
Garp?
Yes, Garp.
Sounds like a fish.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
Hey, Garp, you want to play?
Yes.
Not tonight. I have a headache.
Every night you have a headache.
Will you still be sending me a valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
My name is T.S. Garp.
What's T.S. stand for?
Terribly sexy. I used to be terribly shy, but I changed.
If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door?
Now make it easy on yourself. Don't be a baby Duncan. Say dada.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
I hate to use a corny line like this, but haven't I seen you before?
You like football?
Oh, yeah, I used to watch it quite a bit.
Well, you might have seen me. I was a tight end with the Philadelphia Eagles.